Jump in! Jump in!
All of a sudden, the Buick Centurion, Grandpa's pride and joy that had been set up to idle at 60 miles per hour, wouldn't do over 5 miles per hour. In fact, it wouldn't even idle at all. It would only maintain a speed of about 1 to 5 miles per hour and was making such a cacophony of explosive sounds that the other residents of Pine Knoll Towns ran to their windows to see the source of this incredible commotion that was taking place in the complex's parking lot. Grandpa, of course, was furious. This notwithstanding, he had discovered a method of getting the car started. True to his usual direct approach to things, his methods involved pushing the accelerator to the floor, turning the ignition key to start position, and simply holding it there for what seemed like an eternity while yelling threatening obscenities at the vehicle. After a few minutes, yes, minutes of this, the car would submit, and with a series of hard-sounding explosions and volcanic eruptions from the tailpipe, the vehicle would spastically come to an awful-sounding existence. The problem was that the poor engine would cut off after a period of about 5 seconds of internal combustion grand mal seizures, and the process would have to be repeated. How are we ever going to get to the restaurant in time to eat? Through a long trial and error session, many conveyed threats to the rebellious vehicle, Grandpa came up with a unique solution. Before the pitiful auto had a chance to cut off, Grandpa would throw the transmission into drive. The car would lurch into a spastic jerking gait. Top speed was approximately 5 miles per hour, and the pitiful vehicle would suffer from continual terrible internal explosions and tailpipe eruptions. If forward progress were halted, the car would cut off and there'd be another extended startup session. Luckily, we had backed into the parking space in order to unpack the trunk. This enabled Grandpa to lurch forward in a large circle within the parking area. Because he was able to maintain forward momentum, it appeared that Grandpa felt that he had solved the difficult part of the problem. The rest of the process should be simple. Grandma and ourselves simply had to run the car down while it was going through its spastic circular motions and jump in the passenger side doors while Grandpa maintained forward momentum. It appeared that Grandpa felt this should be a simple matter for us. Grandma, however, for some unknown reason, did not care to chase down a malfunctioning moving vehicle and dive in the passenger side door. Grandpa was furious that Grandma was being so unreasonable about such a minor request. Now, this led to the most bizarre scene ever witnessed in the Pine Knoll Towns parking lot. An older man driving a terribly malfunctioning large Buick in a wide circle in the parking area, with the passenger door thrown open, all the while furiously yelling at the top of his lungs, "Jump in! Jump in!" and his wife and grandchildren who watched apprehensively from the front door of condo number 3. Grandma's mind was made up. She said that she was not going to chase down a vehicle that she felt was about to explode. She added that she was certain that she'd observed metal fragments being blown out of the tailpipe during certain explosive exhaust eruptions. I assumed that this implied that one could somehow be shot by these fragments while sprinting in hot pursuit of the moving car. All the neighbors were now gaping at the incredible spectacle taking place. Because of Grandma's refusal to cooperate in Grandpa's scheme, Grandpa was forced to stop the car once again in the middle of the lot. An absolute torrent of furious abuse followed. Grandma finally compromised and agreed to ride in the vehicle as long as she did not have to chase it down in the face of hot metallic shrapnel being shot out of the tailpipe. After another extended cranking session, we found ourselves jerking slowly down Highway 58. A service station was soon spotted, and the mechanic on duty managed to extract the distributor cap. As he held up the cap for all to see, water streamed steadily from the internal contacts.